Translucent amplifies trans voices while highlighting the humanity at the heart of the transgender community. Over the next two episodes, host and creator Lee Wade shares the story of a local family working through a deeply personal moment after their son came out as transgender.
Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. In the next two episodes, I'm talking to the Clark family, whose lives changed when they learned that their son is trans. They're opening up about the hard parts and the love that's grown along the way. You'll first meet Eddie, their son, who began figuring out his identity in middle school. Like many trans men, understanding ourselves often happens way before being understood by others.
I don't ever remember really coming out, you know, so they'd still call me by my old name and my old pronouns. And I think, so after a while, I trained myself to stop responding and just ignore people. But that also made them frustrated. Because in sixth grade, this one boy, he would hit me a lot, like in PE, and he would target me. And the teacher never really did anything about it. And I think that was like the first time I ran away from school. I didn't get very far because the teacher was at the copier and she came and got me. I don't think she liked me very much before that, just because I don't think she ever understood. She thought I was just a really strange kid who was being bad. I told her about these really mean boys, and I told her about how I wanted to be a boy, but I felt like it would never happen because, like, it wouldn't matter how I feel if they never treat me how I wanted them to treat me. But after I just, like, told her everything I've been going through, she gave me a big hug, and she's been one of my favorite people ever since. But it was nice when she understood.
We're both trans, but we have different experiences. And, you know, your perseverance and, you know, even the way that you reflect on it and talk about it right now, you're just such a mature young man, and I wish I had that same mentality. I probably would have, you know, gotten through a little bit more. And, you know, I hope people listening to this learn from you and can just be better allies or better parents or better family members to their, you know, queer or, you know, trans loved ones. But yeah, I definitely applaud you. You know, you definitely have a good mindset and a good head on your shoulders.
You know, back then, I thought they were intentionally trying not to understand. They were ignorant and they would never understand me and all that typical teenage stuff. But now, as a older and wiser person, I know that they had a lack of understanding and I wasn't doing very well to communicate my feelings besides just emotional outbursts. Because while it may feel impossible to explain to your homophobic Uncle John why you're trans, it is so important because in the end, they may still not understand, but in some way, shape, or form, even in just in the slightest, they can still support you in some way.
You know, I can relate to some of the things that you talk about, Eddie, like, you know, being bullied, you know, at school and not having the vocabulary to express, you know, to your parents or your peers these feelings. So it's hard, but, you know, I applaud you for standing up for yourself and expressing how you feel so that people can, you know, listen to you and take in the things that you say.
I remember talking to a younger kid. You know, he just came out as trans to his parents, and he was like, they won't listen to me at all, and they think they're so right, and they think I'm crazy. And it's like, you know, that's just how it is. That's going to be how it is. And you need to understand that you are the wiser one here, and you need to make them understand. It's not the other way around, and it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. But eventually, if they love you, they will understand.
In the next episode, you'll hear from Eddie's parents as they reflect on raising their trans son and the lessons they've learned along the way. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.
Translucent is supported by the Ruby Girls Foundation and Square One Salon and Spa and produced right here at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.